Okay, so let's go to the Gemara. So we had a shaila if the house is becheskis bodek or not. Hamaske bayis b'yudavid. So the din is alamaske livdik, but we don't know for sure that he did. Is there a chazaka? Since the din is alamaske livdik, can we assume that he's beches that akol chaverim it's livdikus chametz and that he was bodek the house? So the Gemara says, "Amalei of Nachum Yitzchok, Amalei of Nachum Yitzchok, and he still I have arrived from a b'risa." Raisa says, "I call them on a beer chametz. I feel the notion, but I feel the avodim, but I feel the tanim." So the Gemara asks, "My time in the henny, why are they neman? It's be'etz and they have no nemanus." Rashi says, "Elab ne'asudininu, they're not kosher leidos." Pashup shat in the Gemara and Rashi is that the kashes on all three, noshim and avodim and ketanim, are all not, they're all not benois. They will not nice edus. The emes is, it's a man is for sure an emon. That's the Gemara said before, we could ask the masker, apparently he would have an emonus. The Gemara is only asking a noshim of other mektanim, a man would have an emonus. So you have to know, the Gemara in Yevamos, that peches has a shayla for the echad is nemon against his chazak yisura. And the Gemara itself is not really so clear what the if there's a maskana, and it's machaikus yishayim lahalocha if an erechad is neman against his chazak yisur. So if you hold an erechad is not neman against his chazak yisur, so why is the man even neman of bdikas chametz? It's his chazak yisur. The house was becheskas that it had chametz, and the house was becheskas that it had chametz. We'll have to see. It could be two possibilities. One is, since the halacha is that it's, well, no. No, L'choretz is chazak yisur. Certainly, and the tzadar is ein cheskosei bodok, this is chazak yisur. No, there's a tzadar in the it's cheskosei bodok. If it's cheskosei bodok, so then we're good. Then it's cheskosei bodok, not the tzadar is chazak yisur, it's cheskosei bodok. But on the tzadar is ein cheskosei bodok, so in the chayav haket, it's chazak yisur. So if it's chazak yisur, so how would a man even be neman? According to that tzadar in the Gemara, then erech is not neman against this chazak yisur. So the sum of the answer is, we shall even talk about it, that the Gemara says that by biyodoi, if it's biyodoi, then he's neman. Even when it's chazak yisur, erech is not normally neman, but if it's biyodoi to be matir it, like to be mafresh, let's say to do hafrosha, or to be whatever is biyodi. So then he has an emonus. Whenever the erechad is biyodi to fix it, so he has an to be matirit. Then he has an emonus to say that he was matirit or somebody else was matirit. What's the nature of the emonus of biyodi? It's also a discussion, right? A lot of things that really I don't know how much we want to get into in this sugya, how much really don't belong to this sugya. But al-kapanim, for a man, there's a pasha to eitzah. That it's biyodai. Of course, then there's a problem for Ket. If it's biyodai, then women are also neman. Tosis brings from Gemaras that a woman is also neman when it's biyodai.
You have to record?
Yeah, I'm recording. Women also have the nemanus of biyodai. So that's Tosis discusses. Why there's no nemanus of biyodai? According to those who shine who passing that erechot is neman even when it's not as chazik yisura. Then there's the opposite problem. So then why are women not neman? Women apostle edus for edus of apishnai made him yakum dava. For dava shiv maman, dava shiv erva. But erecha neman b'isurim, if the erecha is neman b'isurim, even when there's no, even against his chazik, l'chara erecha neman b'isurim, women have to. So he says in Gittin that the mokka for erecha neman b'isurim is from his sofala. The sofa atma, that a woman is neman on the sphere of shiva nekiyim. Okay, so these are all the yonim that have to be. We have to get into not today, and a little bit just well, yeah, it's not for today, but just to be aware that we have this set of issues. The Mo Yevamis is a sofik if an erechad is neman against the chazik. Like we had a paskin, so that's issue number one. But that we could take care of with the biyodai. But then you have to know so why women are any different. And then the issue number two, and the tzad erecha is not neman against this, that erecha is neman against this chazak yisura, even without biyodoi. Because here it might not be biyodoi because it's a tircha and so on. But even in the, according to that tzad erecha is neman even without a biyodoi. And as Taisa speaks out, that here it's not biyodoi for the alum is not neman, even though it's biyodo, because since it's a tircha and he brings Yishalmi, Noshim Atzlami, he's saying so that you don't have the nemanus of biyodoi. But if an erechon is neman without biyodoi, then Atzlami is saying makes no difference. What does that do with Atzlami? So you're neman to say so, you're neman to be made that something is mutter that you had no way of fixing altogether. It was totally out of your hands. It wasn't biyodoi at all. So the fact that it's a tircha is irrelevant. So what? And so if an erechon is neman, even when it's if an erechon is neman, even against this chazak yisur, even without biyodoi, so why are women not neman? And if we'll say that women don't have the nemanus of erechon bisur, maybe taka, maybe women don't have the nemanus of erechon neman bisur, maybe they only have the nemanus of biyodoi. But again, Taisus and Gittin says that from a sofla la'atzma, we learn the nemanus of erechon bisurim even when it's not biyodoi. Because even though it's biyodoi to be it's biyodah to be tevil, but it's not biyodah to make the dam be pesach. So she's made that she was mafzik lirois. That's not biyodah. That must be that. That's dam the nemonis of erechon neman bisurim. And Taisa says it's not a chazik because she's not becheska shteiroya kol shah. She's not becheska that she shouldn't be mafzik. So that's Taisa's in given. Taisa says that when an ish neman and the shivin akim, there's two nemonis going on. There's one nemonis that she was mafzik. That's not biyodo, but it's not as chazak either. There's no chazoka that she was going to be, that she's going to see down forever. She's also neman that she went to the mikvah. That's haker. That's his chazak. Because if you don't go to the mikvah, you stay tummy forever. But it's biyodo. So she has both nemanos. She has the nemanos on the hefsik. That she was mafsik lirois. That she has an nemanos, because there's no as chazak. She has a pashut to nemanos of edecha neman bisurim. And then she has the nemanos that she went to the mikvah, even though that is his chazak. And Taisus holds that an erechon is not neman against his chazik, but she has the nemanus of biyodo. So according to Taisus and Gittin, it says in the pasuk of Asafa l'atzma both dinim, a din of erechon neman bisurim, and a din of biyodo, and both by a woman, because the Asafa l'atzma is talking about women. So the chari you see that women have the nemanus of erechon. They have the nemanus of erechon when it's not his chazik, and they have the nemanus of biyodo when it is his chazik. So what's going on in Agamar? So the fitah is about not so bad. The nemonis of Eidechod when it's not as chazik doesn't apply over here because here granted is as chazik. Taisus holds that Eidechod is not neman against this chazik. In Agamar it is as chazik. It's as chazik that was chometz there. So she doesn't have the posh of the nemonis of Eidechod because even a man wouldn't have the posh of the nemonis of Eidechod. It's as chazik yisur. And the nemonis of Biyodah Taisus explains she doesn't have because it's a tircha and Noshim Atzlami is saying. So she doesn't have the nemanus of biyodah. So Mela, she's neither nor. She doesn't have the nemanus of erecha neman bisurim because erecha neman bisurim doesn't apply when it's his chazik, and she doesn't have the nemanus of biyodah because it's a tircha and nashim atzani sin. So it's not called that it's biyodah. That's mustama taisus manages the gemara. But if you hold it, those rishonim k'omer that paskin that erecha is neman even against in his chazik. So then, lecharetz, you have to know what shat in this gemara. Why are noshim not neman? And erechad is neman so even against the nischazik. Lecharetz, we do have the nemanus of erechad. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's a separate mitzvah. Erechad neman b'suim is a big mitzvah. And again, it's not so clear. I'm not so sure how much we want to be getting into that over here in Pesachim. It's not considered a sugya b'mkayma. But a little bit, we'll probably have to see what the rishonim say. So anyway, going back to the gemara. So it says in this brisa that hakol nemanu birchamis. I feel noshim, I feel avonim, I feel uktanim. In fact, so mercy my time in the heavens. So Rashi says alav neyasudin inu. Alav mishum to belav amir ditu nami. Alav mishum and it must be mishum to belav amir ditu nami machzikin lebodok because we don't need their amira because it's becheskes bodok. The vade leovel zat bechachamim I feel am oras the shadvarim. So the nemanus is nothing. So why does the Bryce say the nemanus? It must be because we don't need the nemanus because it's becheskes boduk. It's becheskes boduk. the kasava kol chaver meisel b'dikas chametz d'sanya chaver shemais v'nich megurim le'at peiros afilam b'neyayman harayim mecheskes misukonim. So that's Reb Nachman by Yitzchok Raya. Says in the Sfarim that Moshe Rabbeinu and Tana were neman of b'dikas chametz. How could they be neman? They have no nemanus. It must be that we don't need their nemanus. This is an obvious problem. What did Reb Nachman by Yitzchok think? If we don't need their nemanus, so why does the Baisa say that they're nemanim? So in a way, the Gemara b'hemshech asked the kasha. Elamai, the Gemara later on asked, Elamai the cheskosu bodek hayakol nemonim kolabatim b'cheskis dugum b'yidal miboyle. You could learn that that's the Gemara's kasha. B'hemshech. That you don't have to, why do you say hayakol nemonim? She's saying kolabatim b'cheskis dugum. Meaning that's the kasha in the loss of the b'raisa. You could learn the Gemara later on is asking a kasha on the din. Why does the b'raisa say that they're nemonim? Who needs their nemonim? The house is b'cheskis bodek. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha b'hemshech. Tais says other pshatim in the kasha b'hemshech. Clearly, that's good for what the Gemara asks. It's still a little bit shreir. So the Gemara. So what did Nachum Yitzchok think? Nachum Yitzchok brought a raya from this b'risa. What did Reb Nachum by Yitzchok think is pshat in the b'risa? So Tais is going to ask the kasha. What did Nachum think the Bais is saying? If it's because kosei bodek, then who cares about that amonus? Let's see the Hemshech Gemara a little bit, then we'll see Taisus. Frekem u'mimai, dil m'shayni hocha, Mishum de Kaami Hani? Who says that it's because the house is Boduk? Maybe it has not Becheskes Boduk. Maybe it's only because the Noshim of Adam and Tanim are saying that it's Boduk. As she says, Mai the Hadi Tony Nemonim Taima Mishum de Akel Chaver Mehmet Sul Diko. Dume Enam Yoretz Chaver Melkach. The Taima Mishum de Kaami Hani Onura Inu Shabotke. Shabotku. What does that mean? But their Amir has no nemonus. So okay, Elamai the cheskosu bodek. So Elamai, you want to bring right? It's cheskosu bodek. Hakaya kol nemonim kol abotim cheskes dukim biyudal mi boyle. Then why does it say hakol nemonim? It's not a nemonus. It's at the house. It's cheskes bodek. What does Rashi say over here? Kol abotim cheskes dukim mi boyle misni. V'lo yahavili lemitle bi amir dahani. Why is the Baisa toilet in their Amira? Let's leave the Rashi alone for a second. Let's finish the Rashi. Has to do the Hemshech Gemara. Elamai Mishum Amir Dahani. So Elamai is saying it is because of their Amira. You may die from the Bais that it is because of their Amira. Hole Amri Hani Loi, but apparently without the Amira it wouldn't work. So Tishim, you know the Inches Kosei Bodek, then maybe it's Raya Inches Kosei Bodek because you have to come on to their Amira. Even though we don't really understand that because Midi Mashoshi is there. So the Gemara says, La'olam from this Bais, the Bais don't want something else entirely. La'olam Eim Loch Ches Kosei Bodek. La'olam Eim Loch Ches Kosei Bodek. La'olam Eim Loch Ches Kosei Bodek. We don't really need that. Gemara is saying you can't be pushed that it's ein cheskosei bodek. Maybe it is cheskosei bodek. The pshat in the Brice could be either way. It could be ein cheskosei bodek, could be cheskosei bodek. That's not what the Brice is talking about. Hocha b'may is kinen demuksukal on deloy bodek. We're talking about a house that we know is not bodek. So whether it's tam batim or becheskes bodek or not becheskes bodek is irrelevant. This house we know is not bodek. The ka'ami hani b'dakinei. We were bodek it. Ma'an teim lelem nur rabbanon. So I would have said, I'm sorry, they say that we were boydek. So I would have said, they have no nemonis, because we know it's not boydek. So the fact that they say we were boydek, what kind of nemonis do they have? It's against this chazik, and a biyona they don't have. Kamashbalon, the kevin, dikas chamas midrabonon hu, du midiraisa, bibitul ba'al nasakile, hem nurabonon midrabonon. Since dikas chamas midrabonon, so they were mayim and noshim avod the midtanamanit. Let's go back to Rashi. Kol abatim cheskes dukim miboyle misni again. Have a limitly be amira Must be we have to come on to their amira. And came Mike and Bailok, so then what's the bayah? Tishit minod the enches kosher bodok. So Sarai faket from Nachum Meitz. The enches kosher bodok. Umishani mihol lekel medik the mishit midi. The ikel ukmal hokig and the musaklan bahai the loy bodak. Can show new toad. A shiotsu bayyum laderech. Ami a yotsu mi bayyum laderech. Amihani and Achnu Badkinu. You know that he was Tarod? Or he was Yotsimi Bad Yoim. What does he mean by Yoim? He was Yotsubi Gimel. Yeah, that is Takan Ala Maskaliblik. If he left Be Gimel, it's not Ala Maskaliblik. Be Gimel is Ala Sechaliblik. And now come along these helpful Noshim Moedim and Tanim, and they tell the Seichel, you don't have to be Vedic, we were Vedic for you. Rebittel, be'am and Sif Tashbisu, v'leik Sif Tibaru, v'hashbosa delayed hi hashbosa. But the Abonin, nu Abonin, v'chiyuva delesa elam idu Abonin. Dehem yisichu, v'hem yitiru, lismuch v'amiros v'shalelu. V'kayach v'yideim laminu, v'midi delav derais. Okay, some of this will come back to, but let's see Tosis. La mishum dechaz kosu bonuk. So this is going out of Nachum Yitzchak's original raya. Nachum Yitzchak put a raya. It says in the raya, the Noshim Vodim Akadim are Nemon. How could they be Nemon? They have no Nemonos. It's a raya that it's Cheskosu Boduk. Fetos is Tema, Maisal Kedaitach. Di Cheskosu Boduk, Imkein Matzorech Lamir, the Hani Klal. The obvious question. Then we don't need the Ami. What's the... The Brisa says that it's mutter because of their amira. What do you have to come out of their amira? It's v'cheskes bodok. So again, even though the Gemara later on, it's what maybe because they asked it, but what did Rav Nachum Yitzchak think? Well, Aymeri, the Mari Kigan Shabbal Abayas Be'ir. Af and gab the cheskosu bodok came in the isi beir soich lushel heimenu. That's the halacha you shayin and redaik from this gemara. The halacha that they bring right to the roof. The halacha we talked about yesterday. That even though be'etzim it's cheskosu bodok, even though it's cheskosu bodok, if the masker is around, you have to ask him either because it's a miyad hamotzi that people aren't bodok if the masker is not bodok, or because you're being mitzi from a chazaka, so you have to be shayil. So even though you have a cheskosu baduk, but like Dikas Harei, the Rishonim Ramadam, to all the stuff that we talked about yesterday, when it's shayach to mivar, you have to be mivar. So mimeila, even though the em is takeh cheskosu baduk, but you have to ask him. Ulahoki mahani amiri dahani deloy shay linon. For that, it helps the noshim avonim kan that we don't have to ask him.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
It's not mashman a hemshich of kosel that. They're giving a reason. They're giving the reason that we need to check the chazaka because either the mira matzoi or because, like we saw in the Ramban, that there's a standing chazaka. Especially since they compare it to tevel, and the only svara they give is because Tosfos explains that there's a better chance that someone slips up by chazaka, not that it's a mira matzoi or like we saw in the Ramban.
Maybe
betevel
it's also mira matzoi. And it has to say no. Let's see the Tosis. Let's see. So Tosis, first of all, that the Noshim and Avonim kind of help, that we don't have to be shoyel. So before we go any further, that itself meets a hesber. If there's a din that you have to be shoyel, and Noshim and Avonim kind of don't have an emonos, so how does it help that you don't, how does their amira help that you don't have to be shoyel? So maybe you could say poshut that it takes off the problem of his chazik. Like this, the house is muksuk that has chametz. But if the halach is cheskosu boduk, like Rav Nachum Yitzchak wants to be poshut, it's cheskosu boduk. But there's a din you have to be shoyl anyway. So that din they have to be shoyl. It's not called the chazak isura. Again, if the guy's not around, it's becheskes heter. Because Rav Nachman Yitzchak wants to be patient that it's becheskes boduk. So if it's becheskes boduk, so even though there's a din nice if they have to be, even though there's a din they have to be shoyl, but it's not called the chazak isura. Once it's not his chazak isura, so then noshim also have an emunah sevei echad. It'll work for noshim and avodim. I'm not so sure about ketanim. Not so clear that ketanim have an emunah sevei echad.
So could I repeat that one more time?
I'm saying again. Tais is saying pshat min gemara. Pshat in Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak held that the house is cheskosu boduk. If the house is cheskosu boduk, fek toisus. If the house is cheskosu boduk, so why? What does the Raisa mean when it says that the noshim avodim and ketanim and neman? So toisus answers. It means that the neman the inyan that you don't have to be shoyl. So my question was: so how do I have that neimonus? If noshim avodim and ketanim don't have an neimonus, so if they don't have an neimonus, they don't have an neimonus. So what's the difference if they don't have an neimonus for big things, for small things? But if they don't have an neimonus, how does their saying so take off the necessity to be shoyl? So possibility number one, I'm saying that maybe if you learn that really noshim have an neimonus of edechot, the only reason the agamor they don't have an neimonus is because it's against this chazik, and Taisus shita is like many rishonim that edechot is that no edechot is neman against this chazik. Remember that's the Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos is a suffix by Erechot in general. Is an Erechot Neman against his Chazak Yisur? Taisus holds in Gittin that the Maskana is Machalik is Yishayim. What's the Maskana? Taisus in Gittin holds that the Maskana is that Erechot is not Neman against it. The beginning of Gittin, you have the Sugya of Erechot. So Taisus holds that the Maskana is that Erechot is not Neman against his Chazak Yisur. Only if it's Biyodai. So the Chesmin over here by Bdikas Chometz. And Poshuk Shad is that, and so therefore you could say that maybe women have an emunah sevei echad. In general, women have an emunah sevei echad. But edechad doesn't work against his chazak yisura. So that's why in Agamara, the women can't be made b'teres edechad, because it's against his chazak yisura. Edechad is never neman against his chazak yisura. The only emunah you have over here is because biyodoi. And noshim don't have biyodoi. That's the tesis. That's the tesis later, that noshim don't have biyodoi, because chometz is a ticha, and noshim aslami is saying, so they made the emunah sevei biyodoi, they don't have. But the regular nemanus of erechon neman b'yisurim that avada they have, it just doesn't normally work by b'dikas chometz, because b'dikas chometz, if the house not b'cheskes boduk, then b'dikas chometz is against the chazak yisur. The house is b'cheskes that it's a chometzdika house, and they're being made again to be meitzi mecheskosi. And erechon is not neman to be meitzi something mecheskosi. So if that's the case, so then you could say. We'll have to see, we have to Taisus later, but we could say that Taisus holds that women have an emonus of Erechot. In general, Erechot and Erechot, women have an emonus. But normally that doesn't help over here by Bdikas Chometz, because Bdikas Chometz is Chazak Yisur. If the house is Ein Cheskosei Boduk, then it's Chazak Yisur, so Erechot and Erechot is out the window. So we have to come out to Biyodei by Bdikas Chometz women don't have. That's the Taisus later about that it's a Tirchi Yisair. So that's all. If you hold the house is becheska, is not becheska's boduk. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak wants to be patient that the house is becheska's boduk. There's just a din if the mask is around, we have to be shoyl. So if that's the case, when a woman comes and says the house is the house was boduk. I saw the guy. I saw the mask be by the house. Is she being mighty from a chazaka? She's not being mighty from a chazaka. The house is becheskes boduk. If the maskia wouldn't be, we wouldn't even have to ask him, because the house is becheskes boduk. And Nachman Yitzchak wants to be patient. So if the house is becheskes boduk, but there's a din, you have to ask the maskia anyway if he's available. But it's not. But it's no longer his chazak yisura. Once it's not his chazak yisura, then a woman could be made because they lechem nemav yisur. So maybe that's the shadon tesis, right from poshut.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Why there's no bedika recalling this chazak yisura? Toso says, "Avagavi bedika afilu lo ye baduk lo ye kokach nichshol." It sounds like since Toso knows that the reason why we do bedika is because of the fact that shema yava lachlo. So even if you don't do bedika, lav dafkin yivayid and iser. So why are we saying there's no bedika that's called this chazak yisura?
But I didn't there abana of bedikas chametz is becheskes yisur.
But lav dafkin you can buy this
is chazak yisur that it's any baduk. Taisa says it's not so chomer because in this deraisa you're not going to be able. But the guy with the din derabbanan that the house needs bdikah, it's his chazik yisur derabbanan that the house is ain't a baduk. So you've been made to the house, so mecheskes ain't a baduk.
No, but even with the chazaka that there's no bedika, that doesn't make it a ischazik isura. Meaning, there's a lot.
But it's chazik the isura derabbanan that the house is lacking bedika.
No, but why is that isura? Yeah, I don't understand the lashon of isura there.
Tosfos doesn't say lashon of isura. I'm saying lashon of isura. It's an echad element against an ischazik, and an echad is not neman to be meitzi something miches kosik. If the house is becheskes ain't a baduk, and an echad is not neman to be meitzi miches ain't a baduk. The Gemara calls it ischazik. Moses is becheskes baduk and becheskes ain't a baduk. So if it's becheskes ain't a baduk, so a woman has no nemanus. Because biyadi shouldn't have because it's a tichy seira, and stamin an echad is not neman against an ischazik. But now that Nachman Yitzchak wants to be pashut, that lo olim it's his chazik, that it's becheskes baduk. So if it's becheskes baduk, but there's a thing you have to be shoyel. So that she'ela is not to be meitzi from a chazaka. So a woman could obviate the need for that she'ela. They're not being made against this chazik. It works for noshim and avonim. I don't know if it works well for tanim. I don't know. I don't think. Pastors. I don't know for sure, but pastors kind of don't have an emonis of an echon and bisur. The other possibility is to say that even though there's a din, you have to be shoyel the maskir, but you have to be shoyel. The din that you have to be shoyel is not really because it's a din noisuf. It's really the house of becheskes baduk. There's a din noisuf midrabbanon. There's a din noisuf that you have to be shoyel. But it's not as if I don't know the house is becheskes baduk. I know the house is baduk. The house is becheskes baduk. If the mask is not around, then I know the house is baduk. So if the mask is here, is a din. We always talk about the koyra. You have to go and you have to be shoyel the mask. Don't stand. I hear no evil, see no evil. If that master is here, it doesn't hurt to go and ask him. But that's a din noisif. It's not because of some lack of nemonos that I need to establish that the house is baduk. So for that din noisif, maybe even a cotton's enough to say, well, you have to ask him, I can tell you that the house is baduk. So it's a different mahalach. The first mahalach, I'm saying that to the extent you have to be shoyel, it's not a din you have to be shoyel and you have to have a nemonos. Yeah, and if you want somebody to tell you otherwise and to tell you that the house is baduk, that you shouldn't have to be shoyel, he needs to have a nemonos. But you have an emunus because the house is not as, because once the house is becheskes baduk, and an echad is never be sur when it's not as chazik yisur and even noshim. Yeah, but again, ketanim I'm not so sure about. So the plan B is that I don't need an emunus at all. You don't need even the din of an echad never be surim. I don't need an echad never be surim. There's a din noisif that you have to be shoyel. So if somebody tells you that you don't have to be shoyel, even if it's the person who tells you who's not, doesn't have any emunus at all, it's just a cotton. But it's enough for this din that you have to be shoyel. So I will shoyel the cotton. It's also called an Aushah.
There's
another chiddush we can discern in Taisus.
Yeah. Rabbi, is it possible that when we say akol chaverim, that means even afilu nashim avadim and ketanim, and then that's shah why they?
It doesn't even make it matter if they're chaverim. The chaver is only is to make it that you're becheskas, that you were baidik the house before you left, and that only applies to the people who have to be baidik the house, the maskir. The nashim avadim and ketanim are not. They could be lamed vavniks. They have no chiyuv to be baidik the house. So there's no chazaka they were baidik the house. The maskir has a din that a maskir lived like. So if he's a chavir, he does what he's supposed to do. There's a chiddush in Taisus also, because with the Gemara itself that said that l'shayle, they have to ask the maskir, that was on the tzad. Where's Nitzis? No, I'm sorry. I take it out. Well, there's a chiddush of Tosfos, but we already saw it in the Gemara, that even though there's a chazaka and a chaver that is not meitzi dovashen and mesukin, or there's a chazaka and the bias that it's baduk, you still have to be shoyel. Okay, but the emes that we saw in the Gemara before, and the Gemara says my nafkamina l'shayel. Apparently, even if it's becheskes baduk, you still have to be shoyel. So let's see the hemshich of Tosfos. So Tosfos goes on and says, "Afgav de gabi tevel samchin becheskes chaver." If there's a din that you have to be shoyel, even if the house is becheskes baduk, you still have to be shoyel. And if the house is becheskes baduk, what does it mean? Because a kol chaver makes up tikkus chametz. Like the lashon of Nachum Yitzchak, Kol Chaver makes up Bdikas Chametz. And yet you have to be shoyel. So how come a chaver shemeis? How come a chaver shemeis? We rely on the Cheskes Chaver. Sorry. How come Gabay Tevel Samchin Ra Cheskes Chaver Ve'Ein Sarek Afilu Lishol?
But mace says it's key, the ball's not in the ear.
Right. That's not bringing for mace. Chavish and mace is there's nobody to be shayel. But Tosis hells for the poshut that if the chavish sends peiros, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to be shayel.
Rabbi, according to the second mahalach that we went with the Tosfos.
Yeah.
Would we say by a chaver shemeis, you have to ask his family? Like, seemingly there is another option.
The chaver mistama was, you don't have to go looking for eidus. You don't have to go launch a police investigation. The person who we would normally address the shayla to, if he's here, we have to ask him. If he's not here, we don't have to ask. Maybe somebody else knows. No, that's not a responsibility. There's a chazaka that it's misukin. Yeah, so Taisa tells for Dovah Poshut, I'm not sure where Taisa knows this from, that if a chaver, maybe it's a Gemara somewhere, that if a chaver sends peiros, you don't have to ask him. You can just eat them with the cheskes chaver. You don't even have to be shoyel. So Taisa says, Hayna mishum, the chayman shesholeach leilechel, mistama tikne shelayov leidei michshol. There's a new svar. If he's shelayach it, a chaver who shelayach something about it, then you don't have to be shoyel. That's more than that's just the cheskes chaver. That's a vadois. That doesn't even require a she'ela. So what was the Gemara's raya from chaver? The Gemara's raya is not from chaver she'sholach. That's a vadai. The Gemara's raya is from chaver she'meis. By a chaver she'meis, you don't have this vadai because he didn't send you the peiros. So the vadai that if you she'lech you peiros, a vadai was misakli, you don't have by chaver she'meis. By chaver she'meis, it's just a mistoma. And there you do have to be shoyel if he's alive. Of course, he's dead because he's a chavish shemais. So there you don't have to be shoyel. But by bdikas chametz, you have to be shoyel. But the noshim and avonim and they take away the need to be shoyel. That's the chesmen of Tosfos. In other words, by chaver, you have two cases. You have a case of a chavish shesholach. There you take a donor to be shoyel because there you have the vadois of the shlichus itself. But in agamar is medamet to a chavish shemais. A chavish shemais, you don't have that vadois. That's only a cheskes chaver. So the Gemara said, "Tikas chamas, you also have a cheskes chaver, but you have to be shoyel." Like the Gemara said, "Amud Aleph, less the kamani l'shayle." You have to be shoyel. So the nashan of Adam and Kanim, and Neman, to take off the requirement of shoyel. Yeah, the chesmen of Chad is very gishmak. But then Taisa, the problem. Umasik, iches kosi boduk. Tosfos has a problem. I said, how do you read the Gemara? Rav Nachum Yitzchak now is very good, but then how do you read the Hemshich of the Gemara? The Gemara later, the Gemara Lemaisa asks Iches kosi bod, elamaiches kosi boduk, hay kol nemonim, kol abatim echeskes dukum yidalim iboyle. What's the Gemara's kasha? Yeah, kol abatim echeskes dukum. You still have to ask. Hakol nemonim, you don't have to ask. Which is Pratim of Nachum Yitzchak, according to Tosfos. So what we gain in the Nachum Yitzchok, so then there's a problem in the Hemshech Gemara. So what is the Gemara asking the Hemshech? So Taisus answers, Taisus explains. Iches kasabodu kolabatim becheskes dukemi boilei umemelu yadinon damir dahani mahani vein sorech lishalei menu. I feel him a beer. It's a double poshut. The Gemara is asking. It was enough to say kol abatim becheskes dukim. You have to tell me that they have an emunus. Obviously, if the bias is becheskes boduk, then we understand on our own that noshim vodim and tanim are going to take off the need for sheila. Is that so clear? Why is it such a double push? Such a double push, the Bryce didn't even have to say it. I guess we'll have to say, according to each Mahalach, if you learn with the Mahalach, that the reason why they're Nemun, that you don't have to ask him, is because now that it's not as Chazak Yisurah, Erechon is Nemun Bisurim, and Noshim have the Nemunus of Erechon Nemun Bisurim, and maybe Ketanim too. So then we'll say Pshat and Taisis. That Gemara is saying that's poshut. We know erech nem bisur. I need the Brisa to tell me erech nem bisur. Everybody knows that erech nem bisur when it's not as chazik. So once the Brisa says that the house is becheskes bodek and it's not as chazik yisura, so it goes without saying that now you want to be shoyl. Why should I be shoyl? I have somebody else to be shoyl. I'll be shoyl. No shem avodim katanim. They're an erech nem bisur. If you learn like the other mahalach, I wanted to say that maybe katanim don't have an emunus of erechot, or maybe erechot is not nemun against his. Or maybe Erechad is not even them, even when there's no Ischazik. But the Tosis means that for the din Noisif that you have to ask, it's enough to ask an Oshim Avad the Mektanim. It's not a real, you don't need a real Nemonis. For the din that you have to ask, you don't need a real Nemonis. So maybe that's also Dovah Poshut. The main thing we need to know, the Brisa tells me the house is Becheskes Bodek. If it's Becheskes Bodek, that's it. You don't need any Nemonis because I know the house is Bodek. LMI, there's a din noise if you have to ask. If there's just an extra din you have to ask, so what's wrong with asking the Noshim about the Mektanim? That's also called the yes. And I could have that was posted to the Gemara. What about Rashi? Does Rashi hold like these Malachim? How did Rashi learn the Hemshech Gemara? Call about the Mecheski took me by and listening. According to Taisa, that means it was enough to say call about the bias of Mecheski's body. Mimela, I know that the Noshim and Avonim and Tanim and Nemad, you don't have to ask. It goes without saying. Lashon Rashi was call about the Mecheski's took me by and listening, but I have you limitle be Amir Dahani. It doesn't sound to me like Rashi holds like they're saying like Taisus. According to Taisus, I do need that Amir Dahani. I need that Amir Dahani because otherwise I have to be shoyl. The Gemara is just asking that that's a Dovah Poshut, that the Amir Dahani works. Once I know the Hasid Becheskes Boduk, if the Hasid Becheskes Boduk is a Dovah Poshut, that their Amir works. Rashi makes it sound like the Gemara's Kasha is, if the Hasid Becheskes Boduk, then why are you being told them their Amir? It's nothing to do with their Amir, it's because the Hasid Becheskes Boduk. It sounds to me that Rashi's learning that once the house is Becheskes Boduk, their Amir is Lemaila Lemaira. Don't you have to ask him? You know, now we can ask why Rashi didn't say like Tosfos, like what happened to this Dintaka that you have to ask? Aren't they getting you out of asking? Maybe Rashi also don't get you out of asking. So their Amir doesn't really help anything. If you have to ask, they don't help. Or maybe Rashi holds you don't have to ask. This din of the Rif that you have to ask, not a Dovah Muskim. I told you the Balamor is Chayla. And the Ra'on, the Benekabayis is Chayla. They hold there's no such din that you have to ask. If there's a Chazok, you don't have to ask. Ay, the Gemara says, Idilesa come on the Shaila. The Gemara says, my nafkamina the Shaila. It sounded like the Gemara before in the Madalif that there's some kind of din that you have to ask.
Rebbe.
There's a Bach. The Bach says that the Diyuk and Aleph is not so Muchach. The Gemara means, what's your Sofik if it's Becheskes Baduk or it's not Becheskes Baduk? You know what? You have a Sofik. Misofik, well, let's go ask him. You don't know what the din is? What are you bothering him, Nachum Yitzchak? Go ask the Maskin. I mean, it's a little bit muddling. Kilu, yeah, if it's Becheskes Baduk, you don't have to ask. You only have to ask if it's not Becheskes Baduk. But what are you making such a gewalt about it? Becheskes Baduk, not Becheskes Baduk. If you're not sure if it's Becheskes Baduk or not Becheskes Baduk, so don't bother him, Nachum Yitzchak. Go ask the Maskin. What do you mean? I want to know the dare there is. If there's every time you have such a case, do you have to be shut up? But no day exactly.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Could it be that Rashi's not mukim the case of Nashim Avad Kanim to be Bible of the Year?
Maybe. Oh, right. Maybe Taki's learning the exact year. And maybe for that reason, maybe Rashi holds that if he's you and you have to be shail him. Maybe Rashi holds that Noshim Avadim Kanim won't obviate the need because the Amir is mamish nothing. I don't know what Rashi holds about it when it's not as chazak.
Rebbe.
And maybe Kanim for sure, even if Rashi holds it Echad is then when it's not as chazak, but Kanim maybe Rashi holds for sure is nothing. So where's maybe asking on Kanim? Some Yishanim learn anyway. Rashi not Mashma anyway. That the Gemara's kash was specific. The Gemara's kash was specifically by Ketanim. Maybe Noshim do have an emunah shleid echad. Gemara's problem was with Ketanim. Rashi before his Mashma, the kash was in all three. Lav nei asudi nino. Well, that's if it's en cheskosu bodek. But if it's cheskosu bodek and he's in town and you have to ask him, maybe Rashi holds Noshim taka would be nemun. It's not as chazik, but Ketanim's mam is nothing. So Akochach, he must not be in town. Yeah, somebody was saying something.
Yeah, even according to Tosos, why does it matter if the husband's in town or not? Let's say the husband was 1,000 miles away. If we're able to be mevarer, shouldn't we go ask the wife or the children?
No, normally we don't assume that they know. Saying that when the wife was there. Look, maybe in Echadami, maybe if his wife is there, then that's cool that he was there. So then it's the same thing, you have to ask. But when her mother's what she has, she won't have a nemanus. What's going to help to ask the wife? The wife has no nemanus, she's an Isha. Elamai the same nemanus, the Noshim Avadim Kanim have. So she's just another example of Noshim.
Sorry. In Tosos, it's Mashma that we only have to ask the husband if he's in the city. And then if he's in the city, but to alleviate asking the husband, then we should ask the wife instead. Right?
Because obviously the husband's not. Where did you get a wife? I don't see a wife in this story. There's a Maskir and there's Noshim Avadim Kanim. The maskir, so Tosis learns Pshat and Nachum Bayitzlok that the demonus of Noshim Avadim Ketanim is if the maskir is that you don't have to ask the maskir.
Right. So the way Tosos says it is that
if the Noshim Avadim Ketanim happened to belong to the maskir or not is irrelevant.
Okay, fine. But Tosos in the beginning, it says came into Esi Beir Sark Lishloi Menu. And then Lahachlu Mahani Amir Dahani Delo Shalinan. Meaning because in the city, then we have to ask the maskir. Right. And since we can't ask him, so to alleviate that, we could ask the Nashim Avadim Ketanim.
That's a chiddush that they're neman for that.
But even if the maskir is in anywhere in the world, why does it matter if he's beir or not? If it's Efshar Levure to the Nashim Avadim Ketanim, so then why should it matter if the mosque is Be'ir or anywhere else?
I mean, what will be if the mosque is not Be'ir, but there's an Isha who was his wife who would know? Would there be a din that we have to ask her? Maybe we would. I don't know. It's not the case, but maybe we would. That's not the case. The case is there's a masker, he's not beer, but there's no shema vanam karam, come and be made. Don't you don't have to bother to. I'm sorry, if he's not beer, we don't have to worry. But if he's beer, then we have to go looking for him. While we're looking for him, so comes along a psi'isha or evid or a katan, it comes along and tells us, know what we saw that he was beida. Okay. So, no, then we have to go looking for them. What would be if Gradu we knew that he had a wife, would we have to ask him? Maybe we would have to ask him. Okay, I think we're out of time. Okay, we'll stop here. Then the other Ted Oipirish we'll have to pick up next time. Okay, everybody should have a good, and a good Ben Shiar. And I'll see you again on Monday, Mr. Shem.
Amen. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Rabbi.
See you.
Thank you.
See you.
See you.
See you.